As budget talks drag on between Senate Democrats and Assembly Republicans, the governor has had fewer kind words for the legislature's lack of movement. That was the case again Tuesday.
This has obviously gotten to a point of being ridiculous. This is their job. They're supposed to have had it done by July 1.
Doyle also defended his own trip to Japan and China amidst complaints that he should take a more active role at the negotiating table.
I wish I could pass a budget. It's not in my power. If it were, I would have adopted a budget last February when I gave them one.
And he said again that passing separate spending plans for schools and local governments would be irresponsible. That's an idea Republicans have discussed more in recent days.
I would never accept that, and they know that. I mean, they're not even being serious when they say that.
Some of the only public action on the budget lately came directly from Doyle's office. His Department of Health and Family Services announced this week it could cut Medicaid payments to hospitals and clinics by 35% without a new budget in place. Republicans called the move a scare tactic, since Medicaid won't run out of money until March of 2009. But Doyle says he has to worry about how to run a state.
The idea that you just keep on spending as if there aren't any consequences for it is not something that I can do. I have to be prepared for what the possibilities are.
Doyle will be out of the country for another week, but he says he has staff from his office working on the budget day and night with members of the legislature. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.